Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tinnell, for today, Sunday, May 19th. And we are happy to have as our guest today, Andrea Polk. She's the owner of Solo Noir. It's a grooming line for ethnic men. Welcome to the show, Andrea.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We're going to jump right into the show in a few more minutes, but I just want to remind those who are listening that our call-in number tonight is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. Also, you can join us in the chat room, where my sister Denise is kind of running things over there in the chat room, and she'll take your questions over there and get them on if you have them. Or again, you can call the number that I just gave out if you have comments or have questions. And right now, Denise has some beauty news, so she'll share that with us first. Briefly, go through a few questions. Just a few items that I had for the beauty news. The first one up is, join the Powder Group founder, Michael Javelis, for an intensive inspirational event that he calls 10 Words for a Stronger Career. In this popular series, Michael will discuss finding focus for your career, artistry, and business, and how to use that focus to move your business forward through the use of keywords that should be the center of your career path and business strategy. And this event is being offered in New York City tomorrow, May 20th, in Orlando on June 1st, Chicago on June 8th, San Francisco on June 24th, and in Los Angeles on June 30th. The event is free to the Powder Group Pro members. It's $25 for students and $45 for all others. You can register at thepowdergroup.com or you can call 212-627-7447. And IMAX London, again, wanted to give that information out because some people were getting confused with IMAX and Fame Expo. IMAX Los Angeles is no longer being held in June, but Fame Expo is being held in June on June 29th and 30th, and that's at the Pasadena Convention Center. And for more information on that, you can go to fameexpo.com. That's P as in Paul, H-A-M-E-X-P-O, fameexpo.com, the professional hair and makeup expo. And IMAX Los Angeles, again, is in January now. But IMAX London is taking place June 21st and 23rd. And if you want to be an early bird and get tickets for IMAX LA and IMAX New York, they are on sale now, but that's for the 2014 shows. Again, June 21st and 23rd for IMAX London and IMAX LA and New York for next year. Tickets are on sale now, and you can get those at IMATS.net. And that's it for the beauty news. All right. Thank you very much. Andrea, again, our guest today is Andrea Polk, and she's the owner of Solo Noir grooming products for men. Andrea, why don't you just start off by introducing yourself and telling us a little bit about you and your background, and then how did Solo Noir come about?
Yes, my name is Andrea Polk, and I am the owner of Solo Noir. I launched Solo Noir October of last year, mainly because I've always had an interest in grooming and skincare. My professional background is I have an undergraduate in marketing, a master's degree in supply chain management, and I'm also an esthetician. So I kind of hit all of the gamuts, the point of interest regarding being a CEO that could actually manage and know all the facets about a grooming line for men. What brought it on was really the lack of companies really focusing on the male demographic as well as the ethnic demographic. Like I said, I always had an interest in male grooming, and my main point is, like, I like to educate individuals about, you know, grooming and skincare. So I wanted to provide a product that not only just had a skincare product, but we also had an educational tool behind it. Mm-hmm. So we utilize all of our social media and all of our connections to kind of educate men on the proper ways to groom themselves, as well as giving them a product that could actually work for those individuals and for those problems that African-American men have.
Nice. What would you say are some of those problems that you often hear about from African-American men, or that you often see, since you have a skincare background?
Right. Well, the main thing is, you know, ingrown hairs, how to properly shave. A lot of men don't really realize that they don't think that they need skincare products because a lot of companies don't really focus on them. And a lot of men think that it's not necessarily a masculine thing to be groomed or, you know, to use skincare products. It's not feminine. It's just a human thing. So the number one thing we run into is ingrown hair prevention. How do I, you know, get rid of ingrown hairs? How do I have dark spots in my shaving area? What do you suggest with that? So a lot of the problems that men in the ethnic demographic are experiencing is the ingrown hairs, the discoloration in the shaving area, as well as having a lot of irritation when they shave.
Okay. And I guess we can get into that a little bit later, like more so how do you deal with it after we've talked about the products. But what's the big – because your products are organic, is that correct?
Correct. They're 100% organic. And I believe you're going to say what's the big thing about the organic, movement
now?
Because,
you know, you see a lot of products, whether it's skincare, you know, a lot of things are going organic. What's the big deal about organic?
Well, I think a lot of companies are going organic because of the long-term benefits, and the consumers are now more educated about, you know, the ingredients that companies are putting into their products. So the big thing about organic is a lot of chemical products people are finding are either, you know, causing skin irritation, dryness, you know, causing acne and a lot of different issues. So a lot of companies are now starting to move to their organic realm because it's more of a hypoallergenic, you know, approach to skincare.
Gotcha. And what are some of the ingredients in your product?
The ingredients in our products are we use witch hazel instead of alcohol. And witch hazel, it's more of an inflammatory ingredient, and it helps tighten the pores. It also helps remove excess oil without burning the skin. A lot of barbers sometimes focus on the alcohol component of it, but witch hazel is going to soothe the skin and actually add moisture to the skin, so it's actually protecting the skin. We also have black willow bark, which is a new term, but a lot of people that are really high on ingredients know what willow bark is, and that's also a natural antiseptic that can be used to clear up acne and also absorb excess oil. We have, as far as our moisturizing components in our products, we have shea butter, which contains vitamin E and A, which is a very popular ingredient that a lot of people know about. It also adds moisture to the skin. It also promotes cell renewal, which is it helps you produce new skin quicker. It also protects the skin from being dehydrated. We also have grapeseed oil, which is anti-inflammatory. It also minimizes blemishes, which is a big thing. Kapusa butter softens the skin and also softens the facial hair, and that's really good for preventing that ingrown hair issue that a lot of men have. And instead of using fragrances in our products, we use essential oils, and the essential oils is more of a medicinal property that, you know, can help with inflammatory responses. It could help stimulate the skin and also soothe the skin. So those are some of our key ingredients that we have in our products.
What was that one ingredient? I didn't hear it, and you said it helps with the ingrown hair.
To soften kapusa butter.
Oh, okay.
It softens the skin as well as the facial hair.
Now, I'm listening to you, and I'm hearing a lot of ingredients that moisturize, a lot of ingredients that are anti-inflammatory. So I'm assuming that what you're saying is that ethnic skin for some of the issues you may have been hearing about. People are complaining about products that they've been using have been drying their skin, or, you know, like you said, you see the inflamed skin. Is that pretty much your thoughts behind some of these ingredients?
Yes. A big factor in the reason why some people get acne and, you know, ingrown hairs, without going really deep into it now, would be because their skin is dry. And they're using products that have sulfates in it that, you know, is a skin irritant or dries the skin out. Or they're using mineral oil like petroleum, and they think that, you know, it's adding moisture to the skin, but instead it's actually, over time, it's drying the skin out because it's what they call a comedogenic ingredient. And what comedogenic means is it clogs the pores. So that can cause acne, and it also can dry out the skin. So we wanted to focus on ingredients that did none of those things. We wanted to keep the skin moisturized because that helps with the youthfulness. It also helps with premature aging. And we also wanted to disinfect the skin without stripping away the skin's natural oils.
Right. I'm sorry. We cannot hear Denise. Speaking. I can hear her speaking, but we can't hear her on the line. Can you hear her, Andrea?
No.
Okay. No, we still can't hear you. Hold on a second.
Okay,
here.
What about now?
Yeah,
can
there
you hear
go.
Me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Andrea, do you find that most people feel like they don't need the moisture? Do you think that sometimes, do you find people, they kind of confuse moisture with oil?
Mm-hmm.
And they think that, you know, their skin is, you know, too oily, they don't need the moisture.
Right. I think that's a common myth. People that have oily skin think that they don't need a moisturizer because they feel that the skin already produces oil. The thing is that you need to use moisturizers that are made for your skin type. So if you have very
right.
oily skin, you would want to use a moisturizer that's more of a water base. If you have very
right.
dry skin, you want to use a moisturizer that's more of a creamier consistency. But if you have a combination skin, you can use something that's in the middle. And our products really focus on the combination skin, but it also, because it is organic, it can address all of those different skin types.
Gotcha. So what are some of the feedback that you've been getting from just various people who've had a chance to purchase the product or test the product?
Okay. We've been getting a lot of really good responses, and a lot of times people leave comments on either our social media, our Twitter, or our Facebook page, but just from me being out and me actually getting the chance to speak to my consumers and my customers, we're getting responses like, you know, I've never felt a moisturizer this soft. I've never had a shave this close without having irritations. I'm seeing my ingrown hairs minimized. So I'm getting a lot of really good feedback and response, but mainly it's just individuals saying, you know, wow, finally a company is now focusing on the issues that we have, and the product works. So that's the one thing that I hear often. Now they have a regimen so they can know how to kind of combat some of those issues that they always have.
Gotcha. So let me ask you, what makes ethnic skin so different or even more problematic than other skin types?
Mm-hmm. Well, the key thing would be the melanin component. with ethnic skin, you could either have hypo or hyper pigmentation. That's either too much pigmentation in areas or too less pigmentation in areas. So that's one thing that ethnic people get more often than non-ethnic. But also, you know, the coarse facial hair and the curlier consistency of the facial hair, that can cause, you know, skin irritations and ingrown hairs and different shaving issues. So those are the two main things that I see in ethnic skin that are the biggest problems, would be the hyper and the hypopigmentation, as well as the shaving issues because of the skin irritation and the coarseness of the hair.
Have you heard any, like, other skin types or groups of people who have similar complaints to ethnic skin tone when it comes to, like, for instance, men in particular, since we're pretty much talking about male grooming? Have you heard other men talk about similar issues in their skin?
Hispanic men, they have the same kind of, some of them have the same coarseness of their facial hair. And also, this is something that I've learned recently, is Caucasian men with red hair, their facial hair is a lot coarser than, you know, lighter pigmented like facial hair, like blonde hair, but individuals
right.
with red hair, it's coarser, so they're experiencing the same issues, and they've kind of adopted some of the products that we have, too, to kind of combat that as well.
Oh, that's interesting. Interesting. So what would you say some of the differences would be for skincare for men and skincare for women?
Mm-hmm. For men's skin is naturally tougher because of the testosterone in their genealogy, excuse me. So that's the one thing. So you need to make sure those products are probably a little bit more coarser, you know, a little bit more potent because their skin is thicker and you have to get through, you know, multiple layers of skin. And then obviously the facial hair. Men generally have more facial hair than women, and that's because of the testosterone too.
Right.
And I say generally because, you know, a lot of women sometimes experience the same things. And I've actually had women come to me and ask me if they can use, you know, our regimen because they get ingrown hairs too on their face.
Right. Exactly. And there was another question I had, but I just want to remind those who are out there listening or who may be in the chat room, you can join the conversation with a comment or question by calling 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. Excuse me. Now, just letting the listeners know, when I received this product, I did give the product out to the barber on the show that I'm working on, and he's going to join us soon to just chat about some things. And then I also let one of the actors on our show try the product because he was actually, it kind of worked out perfectly because he was actually looking for some new products to use on his skin. Well, actually some products because I think he just maybe just, you know, cleans his face with just soap and water, and he wanted some products to use on his skin. So the timing was perfect. So we gave those to him to try out, and I'm just eagerly awaiting him to return so that I can get some feedback on how he likes the product. What would you say? Well, let me just skip that question for a minute. Tell me, let's talk a little bit in detail now about your products. Because, you know, I've noticed that, you know, like some of the products, everything is like come almost like a dual purpose.
Mm-hmm.
For each product. So tell us a little bit about your product line and how everything works.
Okay. Well, as most people know, men don't like a lot of steps. So we try to kind of condense this grooming regimen into 5 products. So the 5 products that we do have in our catalog right now would be consist of our cleanser, which is Dapper. Mm-hmm. And you'll notice that all of the products have a positive attribute of a man as the title of the product. So
right.
Dapper is our cleanser. It's our 2-in-1 cleanser and toner. So what that does, it cleanses the skin and also tightens the pores, and it helps minimize acne or oily skin. Now, the Dapper product, the cleansing product, has black willow bark. It has aloe vera, which is it fights the aging process. And it also has witch hazel, which is the anti-inflammatory to help kind of soothe the skin if you do have any like acne breakouts. So you use the cleanser twice a day. You use it in the morning and you use it at night. And that's just going to help you kind of get an overall grooming regimen to minimize any of the major skin issues that you have. Our second step in the process is our refined, and that's the buff and cleanse. So what that is our facial scrub or exfoliant product. And you would use that 2 to 3 times a week. And what refined does is it takes away the dead cells from the face as well as the shaving area. And you would use that, like I said, 2 to 3 times a day and also before you shave. So that product is really, really beneficial in helping the ingrown hair prevention. So by using that, you're taking away the dead skin from the shaving area. So when the hair does grow, it doesn't turn back around into the skin because your skin is producing excess skin in the shaving area because it's protecting itself. So in that product, we have aloe vera, which is a healing component. It also helps with the blood circulation, and it also has coconut oil, which prevents drying or flaking of the skin. Our third cleansing product we have is called Smooth, and that's our skin conditioner and smoother, and that's more of a moisturizer. So what that's going to do is protect the skin from any outside elements. It's also going to add moisture into the skin. And some of the key ingredients in that product is shea butter, which contains the vitamin A and vitamin E, and it moisturizes the skin. It also has vitamin E, and that's going to stimulate collagen and elastin in the face. And it also has grapeseed oil, which is an anti-inflammatory and minimizes blemishes. So those three products, the Dapper, which is the cleanser, Refined, which is the buff and cleanse, and Smooth, which is the skin conditioner and smoother, those three products alone are for the facial cleansing regimen. And then we have a shaving regimen, which consists of our Sleek. Sleek is a pre-shave and shave cream, and you could actually use that as a pre-shave if you use clippers or electric shavers, or you can use it as a shaving cream if you use a razor. So if you use clippers, what you would do, you apply it onto the shaving area, allow it to sit for like a minute or so, rinse it and dry it off. And what that's going to do is going to moisturize the skin as well as the hair shaft, so it's preparing the skin before it becomes a braise, so it's going to soften the skin too to allow you to get a better shave. And then if you use razors, you just apply it to the skin, moisten the face, and you could just razor shave in the direction of your hair growth, and that's going to allow you to get a really, really smooth shave. The ingredients in that product consist of marigold, which is a wound healer. It also soothes the skin. It also helps with acne and oily skin. It also is a really good ingredient for sensitive skin. It has blueberry extract, which is an antioxidant, and it also is a collagen booster. And then it has Kaposa butter, which soothes and softens the facial hair and the skin. The other component of the shaving regimen would include Brave, and Brave is our aftershave and toner. And that's more of an antiseptic that you would use after you shave your face, or you can use it alone if you have oily skin and you want to tighten your pores. And the ingredients in that product is black willow bark, which is an antiseptic. So if you have any cuts or abrasions from shaving, that's going to soothe that. It also has witch hazel, which tightens the pores. That's the toning element. And then we also have tea tree, which is going to help with acne, or if you have any cuts or burns, it's going to antiseptic that. And then after you do your shaving regimen, you would also want to follow that up with the moisturizer, too, to soften the skin and add moisture into the skin and protect the skin. And the good thing about the moisturizer, you could also use it on the beard. So if you don't shave and you want to add luster or add moisture to the beard, you can use that on your beard by itself. So those are the five products, and we break it down into cleansing 101, which would consist of the cleanser, the facial scrub, and the moisturizer, and then our shaving 101 is our shaving cream, our aftershave, and then our moisturizer.
Wow. Now, would you say the products that you just talked about and that you currently sell, are they your, do you feel, in your opinion, they are your main products?
Mm-hmm.
That you feel like would get the job done for any man of color?
Yes. I mean, because in those five products, you have, you know, you have your cleanser, you have your toner, you have your facial scrub, you have your moisturizer, you have your beard softener, you have your aftershave, and you have your skin conditioner, then you have your pre-shave and shave cream. So you're getting 10 products in, you know, five. So those products alone will be able to kind of address the ingrown hairs, discoloration of the skin, overall grooming and maintenance, and all, and adding moisture and giving your skin a smooth, you know, smooth feel.
So let me ask you, because, you know, like we were talking earlier when you first came on, you know, some men are just not into all of this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just the grooming. They don't feel like, they don't really feel that there's a need. But then you have those other men who, this is their thing, and, you know, they go out and they buy the products. How easy or how hard is it to convince a man, you know, who probably, just like I said about the actor, he just washes his face with soap and water. How easy or hard is it to convince him, you know, if you want to correct those ingrown hair problems, if you want to correct, you know, whatever they say their issue is, maybe you need to try, you know, some grooming products.
Right. For the individual that don't have a regimen that's new to skincare, I always suggest, you know, kind of minimalizing the products that you get. And like I said, the best thing about having two in one, you're kind of addressing some of the issues if they don't want to necessarily buy all of them. So every man should have a facial scrub, which is an exfoliant, in their regimen. And that's our Refined. And our Refined actually is going to buff. It's going to take away the dead skin. It's also going to cleanse the skin. So that's going to allow them to get that fresh skin. It's going to prevent the ingrown hairs, just give them overall grooming and maintenance. So I suggest the Refined as one product. And then depending on if they shave themselves or go to the barbershop, I would suggest our Sleek, which is our shaving cream. That's going to add moisture to the skin. It's also going to allow them to get a smoother shave. And then the moisturizer. The moisturizer is going to protect the skin, add vitamins, and, you know, and help with the aging process. So if for the individual that doesn't have a regimen, if he just wanted two products and he didn't shave himself, I would suggest that he get our facial scrub, which is Refined and Smooth, which is our moisturizer. But if he does shave himself, I would suggest that he get the facial scrub, which is going to take away the dead skin, the shaving cream that he can use with razors or clippers is going to allow him to get a closer shave, and then the moisturizer is going to protect the skin. So our regimen can be simplified, and it can also be expanded.
Okay, let's see here. Now, while I want you to share some of your favorite grooming tips and skincare tips for men.
Okay, well, every week, a man, like I said, should cleanse his face in the morning and at night. He's cleansing off, you know, the sweat and, you know, maybe the dirt and debris from his pillow when he wakes up. And then at the end of the day, he's going to wipe away the, you know, the dirt and debris that he's collected in the environment during the day. So he should cleanse his face daily, one time in the morning, one time at night. He should exfoliate the skin 3 to 4 times a week, and that's taking away that dead skin from the face and using a granular scrub versus a towel. And he could also kind of incorporate a mask, too, in a week, and that's going to absorb any of the oil from the skin and also moisturize daily. But some of the important things would be do not use a bar soap. Most men think that they could use the same soap bar that they use on their body on their face, but you can't because the pH of your face is different than your body, and that bar soap is going to dry your skin out, and that's going to, you know, that's not going to help any of the issues that you may have, which may be, you know, dry skin, oily skin, whatever the case may be. So you want to use a facial cleansing product that has a pH balance that's the same as your skin. That's one important thing. I actually have a lot of guys that say, well, I just use bar soap or I just take a towel to wipe off the dirt from my face, so that's my exfoliation. So you want to make sure you're using cleansing products that are designed for your face. And then another thing is not putting any alcohol on your skin. So using moisturizing shaving creams, you know, a lot of foams have alcohol ingredients. A lot of the gels have alcohol ingredients, but making sure you're using moisturizing shaving products. So my suggestion for you know, for men that need a grooming regimen would be cleansing twice a day, exfoliating at least 2 to 3 times a week, moisturizing your skin daily, and then using a moisturizing shaving product. And all of those things will help the discoloration, the ingrown hairs, the, you know, the razor burns. So a lot of things that men are experiencing are all preventable. It's just a matter of them having
right.
a regimen.
Exactly. Now, let me ask you, I know we talked about feedback, how people are liking the product, but have you kind of maybe done a test with someone who's taken the products and someone may who have had, like, ingrown hairs or some of the issues that we talked about, taking the products and have used them for a period of time. Have you gotten any feedback from anyone like that?
Yes. Actually, I have a lot of feedback from individuals that have had different issues. Actually, a family member of mine, he is what you would consider, like, stage 3 acne. And stage 3 acne, you know, you have nodules. It's very irritated. You have a lot of pimples and breakouts on your face. So he was using chemical-based products, and he just found that they weren't working for him. So what I did, I took him off that regimen, and I had him use our products for, you know, a course of a month. And the thing about organic products, it may take longer, but you will see the results, and it's healthier for your skin. So he actually got off of all of the chemical-based products that he was using and started the organic regimen. He's seen his acne go from a stage 3 to more so of a stage between a 1 and a 2, which is more manageable. That's for the acne component. But when it comes to the ingrown hairs, I've seen with my own eyes individuals that have had really, really bad ingrown hairs and discoloration in the shaving area to having the lighting of the hyper pigmentation is no longer there. A lot of our customers, too, that are bald are actually using our facial scrub and our moisturizer and our shaving cream on their head, too, and they're experiencing the same thing, especially in the nape of the neck. And a lot of guys get ingrown hairs there, and they're experiencing the same thing where they're seeing less ingrown hairs and less discoloration because what they're doing is they're exfoliating that dead skin from the face in the head, and they're allowing their hair follicles to be free so their hair can grow freely through the skin.
Right. Now, let's talk a little bit in detail about shaving because I feel like some of the, you know, the issues that some men have deal with, you know, is around shaving. And you talked about, I can't remember which one of the products where you talked about you could use before shaving or after shave or while you're shaving, depending on, you know, if you were using a razor or the clippers. I can't remember. Which product was that?
That's Sleek. That's called our pre-shave and our shaving cream.
Okay. Now, I know a lot of barbers use the clippers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking you, I mean, I know you're not a barber, but do you find that there are more men with ingrown hair issues that use razors and you know, shave themselves versus the ones that maybe are having a barber do it?
Well, what I'm finding is each barber has their own way of doing things. Some care about skin, some don't necessarily care about skin. Some customers that purchase the product never go to the barber or only go to the barber for certain things but do their own shaving at home. So what I'm finding in the individuals that are using moisturizing products and they are following through with a regimen, that being exfoliating first before they shave, they're experiencing less of those ingrown hairs. But this, since this is a newer product to the market, a lot of barbers don't necessarily know about, you know, other options. One thing that I have experienced in going to barbershops is they're used to their way of shaving. And they're used to using, you know, the hot lather shave, which is fine. They're used to using, you know, the sea breeze or the alcohol, which is, if it works for them, it works for them. But this is a newer approach to the overall grooming and skincare. So once they use it, they'll see the difference.
Gotcha. Now we have Craig. Let's see. Craig Damon on the line. Hi, Craig.
Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
Good. We have Andrea Polk on the line. She's the owner of Solo Noir, the products that I gave you.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you? Thank you for joining us.
Oh, no. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you guys so much.
So I know you were just coming from teaching a class, Craig, but now your class was a barbering class, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you, because we were in a conversation about shaving. When a lot of your clients that come to get their hair cut, do you often shave them, or for some of them it's a step that they do at home themselves?
Are we particularly talking razor shave or like just a facial shave? All right. Because I do both. A lot of my clients come in for facial shave with clippers.
Okay.
One thing that I'm getting ready to do is, and, you know, usually the barbers will do a haircut and a shave. I'm extending how I do my shaving process. And the products that you gave me, it was ironic because they kind of go in line with the process that I'm adding to my shaving. Most barbers just start shaving. There's no method to it. They just shave and just go about trying to make the money.
Right.
The problem with that is they're not doing anything to help the skin. They're not doing anything to condition the skin. They're not doing anything to prevent the client from shaping up, having razor bumps, or anything to recondition the skin after the shave.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm getting ready to implement is a five-part shave.
Okay.
Where the client will come in, they'll get their pre-shave, they'll get their cleanser, they'll get their toner, they'll get the proper lubrication that they're supposed to have, and they'll get a proper shave. They'll leave the chair feeling refreshed. Skin will be I mean, their skin will be, it'll be in the correct, it'll be correctly shaved so that they won't have the problems that most men are having with razor bumps and barbers not. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Let me ask you, because I was just asking Andrea, do you notice that a lot of your clients that come in, do you notice if when they speak about the ingrown hair issue, is it because do you find that with some of your clients who are shaving themselves more so than the ones that are getting shaved in the salon or in your shop?
It's both. It's both.
Okay.
Honestly, and this is the one thing that I found out, you know, just being in the industry and being a consumer at the same time, the beauty mm-hmm. industry really, hold on one second. The beauty industry is really not being upfront and honest with the consumer. They're selling them something that, and it's an image that's not really beneficial for the clients. Like if you look at a commercial for shaving, you have an African American guy on the commercial who is shaving against the grain. Well, when the consumer sees that, they think they can get a razor, they can shave against the grain, and their face gonna come out baby smooth. And that's not the case. And so what happened is this consumer comes out, he shaves against the grain, has no understanding of softening the skin, opening the pores up, cleaning, raising that hair up so that when they do shave, they can get a close shave. And then they come to the barbershop and say, can you fix this for me? And so, you know, doing the services that I do, I then have to go and correct everything, show them the proper way to shave, and at the same time, yeah, I'm going to my family's house, and then recorrect everything that they were doing. So that brings me to my 5-point shave and why I want to educate people, not just take their money and give them a service, but also show them the correct way to shave. In case I'm not there, you know, use these products and they'll help you. You know, you may be on a business trip or something like that. So that's the route that I'm going.
What do you think about that, Andrea, what he said about the beauty industry? What do you think about that?
He's absolutely correct. And I appreciate, I'm always interested in barbers that actually go to extra mile to actually care about the skin. So you have an extra added value, you know, you can give that to your customer. Now, my thing, I haven't looked at the commercials like that tough the way he has as far as like the direction of shaving, but mine is more so with the ingredients where you'll have, you know, a major market product say, okay, this has shea butter in it, this has aloe, infused with aloe, all these natural ingredients. But if you look on the back of the bottle, that's probably the last thing that's in the actual product. So for us, which is our value, is all of our ingredients are, you know, organic and natural. So we're packing all of those, you know, nutrients into the product line versus having that 0.005% of, you know, an ingredient that everybody's familiar with because of the brand.
Right. Now, Craig, do you have particular tips that you like to share normally for shaving?
I'm sorry. I don't know if my phone broke up, but can you ask the question again?
Oh, sorry. I said, do you have any particular tips that you like to share when it comes to men shaving?
What I like to tell the men is, one thing that we have in the barbering industry is, and this is why licensed professionals, I love working with them, because once they get educated, they understand the difference between giving a haircut or a shave. There's a difference between a haircut and a shave and giving a service with theory behind it, because you understand why you're doing what you're doing.
Right.
One thing that I have to educate my clients with is you just don't put a razor on your face. You have to soften those hairs, you have to stand those hairs up, and you have to close the pores. So in the barbering profession, you know, our theory tells us that three hot towels on the face properly conditions the face and prepares it for a shave, if you're doing a razor shave. And then to close those pores after you have made that shave, done the shave, and then properly making sure that, you know, there's no nick cuts or anything like that. So I always tell my clients, use a hot towel, use hot water, shave in small strokes instead of just trying to shave from your sideburns all the way down to your chin. It just doesn't work like that. In theory, we learn that people, the way that the facial hair grows, that it grows in different directions. So it's just not one direction. There's a 14-point shave that most barbers have to learn, and that's the proper technique for 90% of the guys that are getting a razor shave. If you don't understand it or don't know it, you're going to bump up every client that comes in there. So, you know, being a licensed instructor, I want to teach these people the proper way. Even though they've gone to barber college, you know, they're getting their own habits, and it's causing our clients detrimental effects.
Well, what about the client? Those who are, you know, they know anything about barbering, but when they're at home shaving and they're using razors, what would you tell them about shaving or how to shave?
I would tell them to. That's kind of hard because you don't want to give away. Well, let me say this. Two things I wish they never did. I never wish they sold clippers to the public, and I never wish they served razors to the public. Because what it does is it keeps a certain amount of people from coming into the barbershop. I would just say do some research on the Internet on a proper shave. There are how-to videos. There are YouTube videos. I can't say which ones are the best or are going to be more beneficial, but in this industry, you have to do your homework. I get people to ask me about products, and I tell them, you're going to have to spend some money because what particularly looks good on TV in a commercial might not work just for your general makeup. And so I tell them, buy samples, buy small bottles, see how it works, try this, try this, try this, and see what gives you the effect that you're looking for.
So, Andrew, he said something that I noticed. He said buy samples, and I noticed that on your website you offer sample packs.
Correct. Yeah, we just from our research and learning the male consumer, they are very loyal to their brands, but they are very skeptical to try new things. So we've tried to make it as easy, you know, as possible for them to try the line without, you know, them feeling like, you know, before them overcommitting. So that's one thing that's actually helped us a lot. We give out a lot of samples, whether we're doing our demos, whether we're out at promo events, and on our website, and that's allowed us to get a lot of new customers. Once they try it, they know it's a good experience, it's a different experience for them, and we've gotten a lot of feedback and a lot of repeat customers because of the sampling.
Now, I have a question from the chat room, which I'll get on for Francis in a few seconds. But first I wanted to ask Craig. Now, we talked about this a little earlier before you got on the line. Let me ask you, as a consumer, not as a barber, but as a consumer, what do you cleanse your face with? And then how easy or hard is it for you to try new products?
Just like Andrea said, once you find a brand, you're kind of loyal to it. As a consumer, honestly, when I cleanse my face, I do three things. Actually, three or four. I'll use regular shaving cream to cleanse my face. I'll come behind it with alcohol to remove any excess dirt, and I'll close my pores with either baby powder or towel, and then rinse, wipe that off with a hot towel.
Wow, I wasn't expecting any of those.
Me neither. Me neither. Interesting.
Well,
okay.
Understanding where I come from, I've been barbering since I was 12. And understanding that those theory classes work, once I got the true theory of how to shave, then I really changed how I shave.
Gotcha.
I have a very thick and coarse beard, and I don't think I've ever gotten a razor burn because I use the proper technique to shave. And it's just it's very simple. It's just a very simple technique.
Wow. Well, Francis from the chat room, she's asking Andrea, as a woman who has ingrown hairs, would you what kind of product would you suggest?
Well, I'm sorry, Andrea.
Would you suggest your product?
Okay. I'm assuming that she wants to also get rid of the facial hair.
Yes.
So I'm going to make that assumption. Well, of course I would suggest my product, but I would also suggest the product that is made and designed for our skin type, dark pigmented skin, and also made and designed to kind of alleviate that discoloration and the shaving issue as well as the ingrown hairs. So in my product line, I would recommend our facial scrub that's going to take away the dead skin from the area and also free it up so when your hair grows, it won't turn back into the skin. And also our moisturizer. I've had a few of my women clients have actually purchased that and have seen, you know, good results. Now, she's trying to remove the hair from her face. I would not recommend shaving. I would just recommend waxing. Depending on the coarseness of her hair, whether it's if it's really coarse, I recommend her going to a place to get a hard wax for them to remove the hair with that. If it's more fine, maybe a soft wax. But that's what I would suggest, using the facial scrub and the moisturizer. But if she wants to remove the hair, when she does remove it, to not shave, to use to go somewhere to get it waxed.
Gotcha. And then, Craig, there was a product that you mentioned that you used to close the pores. Which one was that?
Talc or baby powder.
Talc or baby powder, okay.
Now, okay. And I have to say this, with caution, I'm not making a statement, I'm just, I like to research a lot of the things that I use, and there have been precautionary things about baby powder and talc being cancerous. I can't confirm or deny it, but if it's a possibility that either one are, make sure you use it with as much caution as can be.
Okay.
There are only a couple things on the market that... No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm sorry. It was some space in between. I couldn't hear you. Go ahead.
One good thing about using baby powder or talc, and what most people don't understand, and why barbers use it, is because it retards bacteria after the shave. So if you properly shave somebody and you put baby powder or talc on their face, it's going to retard any bacteria. It's often going to close pores. And most people use alcohol after a shave, which is a double negative. Is a no-no. It's one thing that you never do. And people don't understand that that can also cause ingrown hairs and folliculitis.
Gotcha.
One product that I like to use is witch hazel. Witch hazel is a natural astringent. Alcohol is a man-made or chemical astringent, which has no healing properties at all. So I use witch hazel because it will begin a healing process if you have abrasive skin in any way. It doesn't help with ingrown hair, but anybody with an angulated or curly hair and they're shaving close to the skin, there's a very high possibility that you can get an ingrown hair at any time. So for me and my business, precaution is the best way to keep from having these things and start keep from having ingrown hair. So I like to start the process off the right way to try and mitigate any type of folliculitis as can be. And again, proper shaving techniques will help lessen.
Well, let me ask you, Craig.
That problem.
So, you have Andrea's products. What do you think about the ingredients? Because she, her products are all organic. What do you think about organic products in, you know, your grooming products?
Well, one thing I've learned.
Organic ingredients, rather.
And being a consumer is reading the labels, not just with products, but also with food, things of that nature. I did get a chance to look at products. Organic products are always beneficial. Some people don't like to use them because it's not what they're used to, or they're scared of what organic means. And that would just be for people who are unlearned in certain situations. The products that she is using have a lot of beneficial characteristics that will help people who and may have folliculitis and ingrown hairs in their face, wherever they shave. So I think that the products, the ingredients that she's using, again, are beneficial and could help anybody that's in that situation.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, were you going to say something? Andrea, what do you think is the one thing that you want, you would like people who don't have your products? What do you think is the one thing that you would want them to know about your product?
The one thing I would like potential consumers to know is definitely, well, don't be afraid of organic. A lot of people are like, well, I'm not green. I mean, I really don't care about, you know, what goes on my skin. I want people to know that you should care about what goes on your skin. For one, your skin has millions of pores. So your skin is, it's going to absorb and it's also going to excrete. So you want your skin to absorb natural things that are actually going to help versus hinder the skin. So the one thing I want people to know about my products is that right now it's the only organic product for ethnic consumers, male consumers on the market as far as the two-in-one aspect. So don't be afraid to give a different regimen a try. We do have, you know, the website where you can purchase samples, and that gives you the opportunity to kind of try it before you overcommit. But just not being afraid of a new way of grooming yourself, and don't be afraid of grooming in general.
Andrea, what would you say? There are a lot of men and women. So what would your advice be for men who only like to use water on their skin or soap and water on their skin?
Well, water, for one, is not going to, it's going to rinse off, you know, the surface dirt and debris, but it's not going to get down into those pores and really dig, you know, grab that dirt from the face. And it's not going to exfoliate the skin either. And for those men that use regular bar soap on their face, as I mentioned before, it's going to dry your skin out because the pH of a bar soap, unless you use a bar soap that does have the right pH, is going to dry out your skin. It's going to cause more damage than it will help you. So that would be my suggestion. Use products that are designed for the face on the face. Use products that are designed for the body on the body, and don't, you know, don't try to cut corners when it comes to grooming yourself.
Absolutely. And where can we right now find your products in stores?
Okay. Well, right now, as far as nationally, the easiest way is on our website, which is www.solonoir.com. That's SOLONOIR.com. But in the Chicago market, we are in two Whole Foods to date, which are in the downtown Chicago area. And then we're also in a few smaller organic shops, and we are in some higher-end barber shops in the Chicago area. But hopefully we'll be in a city near everyone. But as far as nationally, they can purchase it online at our website.
Okay. And so for those retailers who are looking to sell your products in their store or their salons or shops, they can contact you via your website?
Yes, they can contact me via my website or via my email, which is apolk, that's A as in apple, P as in Paul, O-L-K, at solonoir.com. And we also have a really cool element of our business that we're just rolling out. It's called Solopreneur, hence Solonoir. And what that is, it allows individuals that want to sell our products to sell our products for a supplemental income and kind of be the representative in whatever city that they're in, and they can sell our products to consumers as well as get a percentage of the purchase when they sell into stores. So
we're
excited about that program.
So that could possibly be something a lot of barbers could be interested in as well.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's good information to know. And then please share with us your social networking site.
Mm-hmm. We're on Facebook and Twitter as well as Instagram. It's Solo Noir for Men. That's SoloNoir. FORMEN, and that's our handles for Twitter. That's also our Instagram and our Facebook. So that's Solo Noir for Men. And then if not, they can reach us at 855-77-SN-MEN. That's 855-777-6636.
Cool. And then our very last question for the night is, what is beauty to you?
Beauty to me is the definition of a man, and that's dapper, that's sleek, that's refined, that's smooth, brave. Beauty to me is not just what you wear, you know, on the outer. It's not your clothes, it's not your shoes, it's not your hair. It's also the skin that you're in. So beauty to me is having the best skin, putting the best skin forward and being well-groomed.
Absolutely. Sounds good to me. Thank you so much, Craig, for joining us. If you're still on the line, thank you for joining us tonight. I know you had a class.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you so much.
Andrea. Yeah, thank you again for joining us. And we'll definitely be in touch because I do want to get the feedback to you from those products that James and that Craig have. And so when they have an opportunity to use them and share their feedback, I want to get that back to you.
Perfect. I look forward to it.
All right, thanks again. And next Sunday, I believe, is the holiday, right? I think it's the holiday weekend. So
the 28th.
Yeah. Okay. So we won't have a show next Sunday night, but join us again for the Sunday after that. We will have,
June.
And I think, who was that?
I believe that's June 2nd.
June 2nd, yes. And our guest that night is?
Our guest that night is Sue Bryce. She's
Sue
a photographer.
Bryce. Okay. We have Sue Bryce that night, and then just trying to go off the top of my head for the next. Anyway, I'll post all the information on Facebook for our next three Sundays because I can't remember off the top of my head. But next Sunday there won't be a show, but then join us on the first Sunday in June. So thank you all for listening. If you like tonight's show, go out and mark it as a favorite here on our Blog Talk Radio page. But you can also join us on our Facebook page for the next few minutes where we'll continue this, the discussion that we're having here tonight. So, Andrea, if you want to join us on Facebook, on the Beauty Talk with Illusions online radio page, feel free to do so. Craig, if you're able to join us, you may be still driving, but if you're able to join us, you can join us on Facebook as well. We'll continue discussion on men's grooming and Solo Noir products. So thank you guys
thank you
again,
so
and have a wonderful week. Good night.
Bye.
You too. Good night.
Bye.